on Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Now have a look at Kite and the Victorian Form Preview. Now, there are some issues with the TAB app and I think the TAB website as well. So I know there's been a lot of questions coming in to us here. So the TAB site is down. I can't access any information on the TAB app as we speak. We've put in a call to TAB to try and find out what the situation is, but I'm sure they're working furiously to try and rectify whatever that issue is. So the information for Kiton today, I'll read you the scratchings. In race number one, we take out number nine. Just trying to find what the track conditions are here. Apologies. The rail is out 4 metres. The weather is fine. And the track is a good four as we speak. So, Woz and also Brendan Delaney, we have to take us through the meeting at Kiton today. I'll try and do my best with some odds, but with the TAB app down, it'll be a little bit difficult, gents. So, how do you see the meeting today, Warren?
Well, I think it's a competitive enough meeting. Michael, I think we're going to have to tread warily. I'm just listening to Johnny Bowden sports updates. You and I being Richmond supporters, we don't mind. But for those with good memories, I think surely now Eddie Betts is back at Carlton. I'll have to put on a little river cruise to welcome him back. Remember when he ran amok on the river one day?
I certainly do. There's no doubt about that. Good to see Eddie Betts back playing for Carlton. We'll get to have a little date with him round one next year. But let's find a winner today. Brendan's the man to do that. Is this a meeting that you're confident about, Brendan?
Yeah, a little bit of confidence here today, Michael. I think we can forget about football. It's cricket season now, isn't it? and nice to know that it's not only my TAB app that was playing up, so everyone's in the same boat, which is good.
Yeah, exactly. Actually, you know what? It's racing season, so let's find all the winners at the track today. Race one, number nine, is the scratching. The market here has a $2.60 favourite. Think About Me, number six. Number one, or number 10, Rakara, is also well on the market at $2.90. Looks like two horses are well in the market in this first race. Warren, is that how you see it?
Look, it's not a race I'm that keen on, to be fair, Michael, but I think limited exposure, number 10, Rakara, has some upside. The three-year-old of the field, Johnny Allen aboard, and up in distance, Son of Fastnet Rock out of a Zabil mare. So bred to get up a little bit in distance. I thought probably could have finished closer with better luck in what I think's the strongest form line coming into this last start behind Tolpasa. Look, I'm with 10 ahead of 6. Think About Me, who's hard and fit, going well, and can probably roll forward and be there making his own luck. 3, Hunch, another one who's hard and fit, going okay. And maybe number 2, Fantastic Rock, with that one run under the belt at Mount Gambier, might be an improver. A couple other runs in that most recent preparation leading into that first up run were probably good enough to be right in the mix here. 10-6-3-2.
All right, 10-6-3-2 in the high weight. We had a chat to George Osborne on the early mail a little earlier. Legless Nick's around about $16 in the fixed odds markets. This is what George had to say about its hopes.
He's a bit of a dumbass. He's he really doesn't get it, but he's just starting to. And the good thing about dumb horses is they do run through the pain barrier. So that's his main attribute. And he's finally drawn a bit of a barrier, which allows him to be a bit closer, I guess. And it's one of those heavy jockey races. So they're not the strongest races in the world. And he certainly can sneak in all places.
Well, not the best rap you've ever heard for a horse. He's not that smart, but can he run? What do you think, Brendan?
I had him in for third. I thought his run last time was solid enough to think that he could figure here at his home track. Agreeing with Warren, though, Rakara was a good effort fresh. Went from trailing the leader to hooking right across the back of the pack and really closing it off nicely in the race won by Tulpar there at Bendigo. All things going right, he carries the weight. I think he wins this race to beat number 6, Think About Me. Gee, I think he cost himself the race at the top of the straight there at Gumbare. He didn't make the corner all that well, then wanted to hang for a few strides, and they only nabbed him late. He'll be up on the speed and rolling along. Legless Nick, I thought the work was solid enough last time out, and then 3, Hunch. A long break since the run there at Bitnella. Had a quiet trial since, but I think the 10 will be winning the first 10-6-4-3.
10-6-4-3 in at the first race, number 2. Another of the high weight races. This is over the marathon, 2,837 metres. Take out number 4, Eaton. Rex Bell, around an even money favourite here. Others in the market include number 2, Docker Pab, around $3 and $4 for Markwood. Another one of these high weights, and there were 3 that dominate the betting, Warren.
Yeah, and Rex Bell was 100-1 two starts ago. That was a benchmark 78. It was $10 when he won last start. But you couldn't take even money about him putting two in a row. And a late scratching just come through of number 8 in this race, Power of Words. Look, I'm tipping he's the most likely winner, but I couldn't possibly back him at that price. Number 3, Rex Bell. I thought Docker Pav probably had excuses in a stronger race last start behind Shop Till I Drop, who'd go around a very short price favourite here against this class of horse. Mark Wood's been jumping in New Zealand over in Australia now with Rachel Cunningham, gets the winkers on here for a flat run. He hasn't got a lot of dash about him, but he's got a lot of strength about him. The trip won't be an issue. And I thought 6, Ventura Highway, who can pop up in trifectas and first fours in these type of races, is next best. 3, 2, 5, 6.
3, 2, 5, and 6. What do you think of this highway, Brendan?
Yeah, I was happy to back one in this, Michael. I'm happy to have something on Markwood here now with the Rachel Cunningham stable. Had a look at his most recent hurdle run in New Zealand. He jumped and he rolled along at a pretty solid gallop throughout. He carried 66 on that occasion. He was strong at the back end. He's working through this distance range, and he's carried this weight before. I think he's a good bit of value there at around the $4.20 to beat number 3, Rex Bell. I couldn't take him at $1.90. He was solid enough winning at Geelong, but he's heading into uncharted territory with the weight and the trip. To Docker Pav, he comes back in grade. He'll be competitive here, but he's got a lump just under 70, and then maybe Ventura Highway best of the rest. But if Markwood's held his condition from that maiden hurdle win in New Zealand, he'll be rolling along on the speed, and he'll take some running down. 5, 3, 2, and 6.
5, 3, 2, and 6. Race number 3, we can take out a number of runners here. 8, 11, 12, 13, and 14, which means the fourth emergency monetising gets a start, and it is currently one of the favourites at $4. Marnie Bell's the favourite at $3.10. And then we can go down to Call Me Maisie. Now, Adam Hamilton, just been in contact, says that the tab issue has been for about an hour now. They are working frantically to fix it. They apologise for everyone to the inconvenience that they may be suffering, but it's a technical glitch, and the team is working very, very fast, as you can imagine, to try and rectify it. Warren, intriguing race here. A lot of first starters. What have you been able to make of it?
Well, seen vision of them in some form of all of them, and learnt that it's a race that I've got a lot to learn about. But one of the ones I've been particularly impressed with, the way she's moved at jump outs, is number 1, Call Me Miss Maisie. I just think her recent jump outs, I think one at Mornington and one at Cranbourne, have just been terrific. I love the way she moves and hasn't really been tested, but looks like she's got plenty to offer. So I think she's there to run well. Number 1, Call Me Miss Maisie. Marine Bell, number 5, has been jumping out well, particularly the two most recent jump outs at Flemington, and appears to have the tactical speed to take advantage of a favourable draw. You mentioned the fourth emergency gaining a run, monetising. There's been merit in both her runs to date, and I think the form through the Broadway and fourth run is a very strong form reference. She's had the benefit of two starts at the races, so definitely there to run well. And at odds, I thought number 2, Don Deska, trialled pretty well at Flemington recently in a jump out, just has that wider barrier draw to overcome. 1, 5, 15, and 2.
1, 5, 15, and 2. It's a tricky race, this race, Brendan. Has anything from the jump outs or trials caught your eye?
Yeah, I didn't mind Screen Angel's work at Flemington recently, but I'm happy to go with monetising. Got the start wrong at Bendigo there under Boo behind Order of Fury. That form stood up pretty well, and then hit the start right at Ballarat last time behind Broadway in fourth. Was just run down late. You'd think she'd be better for that run. And if she does get the start right and land on the speed, quite much more conducive to being right up on the speed than Ballarat can be. 15 on top of 9, Screen Angel. Really liked her chase in a jump out behind A Theory recently at Flemington. She was wide out on the track and continued to make ground. Marine Bell in for third, number 5. Sound hit out on the speed in a Flemington jump out, and then Call Me Maisie, I thought was good at Mornington. 15, 9, 5, and 1.
15, 9, 5, and 1. Race number 4. Another host of scratchings here. Take out 3, 5, 8, 10, 11, 12, 13, and 14, which means we're left with the favourite, number 4, T-Bird, from the Hawks team, James Winks to ride. Also well in commission, number 1, Basil Maestro, around about $4.50, $5.50 for the 6, Eludra, as well. And sweeping the board is the current second favourite, around about $3.60, number 9. T-Bird, Winkers go on first time today, Brendan. It looks a nice race with all the scratchings now for it.
Yeah, I think T-Bird's probably the best of the day. No match for the winner, Murian, last time out after having the sit-in behind there at Geelong. Did a little bit of work from the wide draw to get across. Drawn a little bit wider today. He's going to have to do that same amount of work through the early part. But with that run under the belt, I think T-Bird is going to be to be pretty hard to hold out here. Held the rest of the pack comfortably that were chasing behind him at his resumption run to beat number 9, sweeping the board. Draws well, was solid on speed with a good bit of fight there at Seymour last time. Ran into groundswell a couple of runs ago at Geelong, went fresh. Then number 1, Basil Maestro. He keeps fronting up, but he's just struggling to win one at the moment. And 6, which is Aladdin, was okay in a Cranbourne trial. But I think this is the day for T-Bird. 4, 9, 1, and 6.
4, 9, 1, and 6. Best of the day from Brendan. What do you think about T-Bird, Warren?
Oh, he's got a good chance. Michael, I've reversed the exacta around. I just like the way Sweeping the Board's come back. I'm very genuine, can take advantage of a favourable draw, fit it for 2 runs back from a spell, and I thought was pretty good first up behind Groundswell, and that's now an outstanding form line with Groundswell's run in the Caulfield Guineas. So on with 9 ahead of T-Bird. Look, he's going to win a race and races for sure. He gets the winkers on here. There's been merit in both his runs today. I think he just goes forward and whacks away, but I don't think he's got any real change-up, and he's tight enough in the market. 1, Basil Maestro's deep into this racing campaign, but drawn to follow the speed, and then if he gets the runs, he'll be strong late. And agree with Brendan with the 4th selection. Maybe Aladdin on debut with the blinkers and the tongue tie on has shown some ability in the lead-up to the debut. But I'd be surprised if 9, 4 and 1 aren't the ones fighting the race out. Went 9, 4, 1, 6.
9, 4, 1 and 6. Halfway through the Kyneton card. 4 races, Dan. When we come back, it'll be the quaddie.
On RSN 927's Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
We're up to race number 5, which is the Bet365 Kyneton Cup on the 6th of November. Take out 4, 5, 11, 13, 15, 16 and 17. The favourite in this race, we go through... Oh, hang on, have I got a race ahead? No, that's the right race. Sorry, gents. The favourite here is number 12, Maserati Bay. Now, this horse is at $2.60 in some markets, and it's first up off a trial. The only time we saw it, it finished behind Super Seth at Caulfield. Not a bad run. So the form line certainly stacks up. Further down into the market, Yulong Storm around about $3.90, and Cape Etoile is at $3.80. Super Seth form looks pretty good now, Warren.
It does, and he's been gelded since his most recent run. He's had a trial and a jump out that I've seen without really being tested. He looks to be coming to hand quite well, but I love the recent jump out at Cranbourne of Cape Etoile. I think Smiley Chan's still looking for his first winner as a trainer, and Campbell Lewis got his career off to a terrific start, still claiming 4. I don't think that'll last long for Campbell. Tongue tie goes on here. I'm going to go with number 1, Cape Etoile, from a good draw. Maserati Bay, certainly a danger. Gelded looks to be coming to hand well. 7, Yulong Storm, probably didn't have the clearest of passages last start first up, then was fair to the line when he got clear. Importantly, the blinkers go back on here from a good draw, so he should be prominent in the run and run well. I thought a recent jump out at Sale of number 8, Afrikaans, was good enough to be included in trifectas, and first 4 is just the wide draw probably means it has to be off the speed and strong late. 1-12-7-8.
1-12-7-8 for Warren. How do you see the first leg, Brendan?
Yeah, pretty similar on with Cape Etoile, as Warren outlined. Really nice jump out recently at Cranbourne. First preparation was beaten narrowly on a couple of occasions. Didn't come up last time in first up at the 1400, back to the 1200. Campbell Ruilla takes the 4 kilos off, be positive from the near inside draw, and I think will be there for a long, long way. To beat number 7 in Yulong Storm, probably finishes right alongside them. Last time out there at Geelong, if it gets the run, draws well here. 12, Maserati Bay, has that Super Seth form trial, was solid recently at Cranbourne. Then 2, Diggity. The runs never came at Wangaratta last time and probably could have been in the finish there. Has the wide draw to overcome, but has a bit of race fitness on his side, having start number 10. 1, 7, 12 and 2 for me in the first leg of the quaddie.
1, 7, 12 and 2. Race number 6. We can take out 1, 4 and 10. The market in this race has the favourite first up. From the Anthony Freeman stable with Damien Lane on board, it's a yes from me, around $2.40. Waltonia $4.40, and then we're out to a bigger price around about $9 for First Witch in the market. So not as many chances according to the market in this race, Brendan.
Yep, I'm going to go with Waltonia here. A run at Benalla was okay off the back of a freshen up. Go back through a form earlier on in this preparation. Form behind Ray's Dream, Algodon Miss, Ruben Blue. She wasn't far off them on a couple of occasions. If she can replicate something like this, she might be a little bit hard to hold out. It's a yes from me. Not very often you can say they didn't have any luck in a trial, but that was the case for him at Cranbourne recently, the Dundeel Colt. He was the Donald Classic winner. That form generally holds up pretty Bella. It should have been much closer. Only beaten three quarters of a length last time behind Stay Awake at Geelong, but probably could have challenged if the runs came and gets a little bit of weight relief. And through the same race, Vincent Van Gogh was ducking and diving there, looking for somewhere to go. He can well and truly fill a top four position here. 11, 12, 13 and 7 for me in the first leg of the quaddie.
11, 12, 13 and 7. Is this a race that we can trim a little bit, Warren, or are you still going reasonably wide?
I'm going wide enough. He's a real conundrum for me, 12. It's a yes for me, because I think he's a real talent. And jump outs and trials, Brendan referenced the trial, but then through the line he was really strong and he was very conservatively ridden in a jump out. A son of Dundeel, I've just got a feeling they might be trying to teach him to just relax and get in behind them and then have a bit of a turn of foot late rather than just be an on-speed style of horse. So he's a really intriguing runner for me, but I think he's got real talent. So I'm with 12 ahead of 11. Waltonia, who's been racing consistently, sometimes without much luck, through this campaign. Her form card probably should read a little bit better than it does. 7, Vincent Van Gogh, had that ducking and weaving run that Brendan outlined. Got that wide barrier draw, so probably looked to be coming in a three-wide train and strong late. And I had 3, Caligula, who's got the inside draw and probably can take advantage of that as next best. But 12 and 11 for me are the key runners, but I'm going wider in the quaddie. 12, 11, 7, 3.
12, 11, 7, 3. Race number 7. We've only got a field of 6, but they're all given some hope. We can scratch 1, 6 and 7. The favourite, Spensierato, at $2.80. $4.20 for Head Noises, $4.40 Unbeknown, $4.60 for Chaputier. Then we go out to $6 for Mr. Meter, and the outside is at $11, St. Katrina. So it's an open race, Warren.
Might have read this completely wrong, Michael, but I'm keen on Mr. Meter here. I loved her jump out going into this campaign. I like what she did first up, running some of the best sectionals for the last 600 metres of the day. And I think with that run under her belt, she's run well without winning. Second up before, I think that Maliseet form line, that benchmark 64, is a good form reference. There's been some good form to come in and out of that race, and I like her 3, Mr. Meter. Small field, good draw, could become a tactical race, but she's well suited here. I think 3 ahead of 2, Head Noises, who's got talent and will be fitter for that first up run. 4, Spensierato's hard and fit, and that might be an advantage. The two horses I've tipped ahead are only second up, but I do think they've got upside. And 5, Unbeknown. From an inside draw, probably gets buried back in the field and arguably better with some sting out of the ground, but I think going well enough. Keen on 3, ahead of 2, 4 and 5.
All right, a little bit of value. $6 there from Warren. Mr. Meter, very keen in the third leg. What do you reckon, Brendan?
Found it a really tough race. It's a race where there's no really outstanding horse that's going to go forward and lead the race. They're all going to be having a bit of a look around. You would think through the early part, Spensierato, Mr. Meter, Unbeknown, I thought might be the three that might take the initiative to take it up. Just going to lend away Spensierato, just with that race fitness on her side. She's been up a while. She had the right run there at Geelong. She just couldn't wear down Maliseet, but she's racing really consistently to beat Mr. Meter. I thought it was a great return there in the same race. Geelong gave them a big start and was really charging to the line late. Unbeknown could possibly use barrier 1, has been 4 before when runner up behind Rue Bridges at Geelong, so they might try and look for those tactics again. And then Head Noises had the tempo against it, resuming at Mornington. If they go back this time and they don't go hard, she might find herself in the same boat back there again with no tempo to work off. 4, 3, 5 and 2 in race 7.
4, 3, 5 and 2. The last we can take out 8, 11 and 12. Mary's Bride, $3.40 favourite. Others in the market include So White at $3.50. And then there's a few around about the $6.50 mark. Backfill, also Mississippi, and latest Bentley, and then Dry Biscuit around about $8.50. How do we come home, Warren?
I'm coming home each way, latest Bentley. A few of these come through the same form line. Like a number of Neil Dyer runners, had a little bit of a trip to Queens, to Northern Territory, and went to Darwin and Alice Springs and Catherine. So he's been around the latest Bentley. He's probably done a few kilometres. He might be ready for an upgrade. And I thought he was terrific, running some great late sectionals and some of the best of the day last start over the shorter course at Kyneton. Neil's horses tend to run well on this track, and on with seven each way ahead of four. Mary's Pride, she doesn't win out of turn, but she'll be solid to the line as she always is. Three, So White, I thought was good winning last start, was only second up. And six, Dry Biscuit, one of the number of horses that comes through the latest Bentley race last start, ran well. And I'll be going wide enough to include Backfill, who was disappointing in that race, but can improve in this leg of the quaddy. But I went seven each way, ahead of four, three and six.
Seven each way, four, three and six. Brendan, is it a wide end?
Yeah, wide enough, I would think here, Michael. I'm going to go with number three here, So White. Pinched it last time, second up, got rolling a fair way from home, was able to sustain that run to score, and just thought I think that she's going to be in the front half of the field, and if she adopts the same tactics again, a couple behind might need some luck. In for second, Mary's Pride. She was through the same race as So White last time, took ground off late. She got held up at the wrong time. She's a horse that needs a little bit of luck to get through the field. She has run 3 seconds from four tries at her home track, Mary's Pride. She'll be hitting the line. Mississippi resumes from a break, and then Six Drive Biscuit had to duck and dive back towards the inside last time there, but it's been a long time since he greeted the judge in front. Three, four, five and six for me in the last.
All right, how do we make a dollar then, Brendan?
Best bet of the day, race four, number four, T-Bird. The value in race two, number five, Markwood. Quaddy, first leg, 1, 7, 12. Second leg, playing it wide, 7, 9, 11, 12, and 13. Into 3, 4, 5, into 3, 4, 5, and 6. Play of the day, going to all up the best and the value. Race two, number five, Markwood. Into race four, number four, T-Bird.
All right. Good luck today, Brendan. What about you, Warren?
I'm chiming in late, Michael. Best for me, race seven, number three, Mr. Meter, at a very backable price. And each way, race eight, number seven, latest Bentley, the value for me. Quaddy, first leg, 1, 7, 8, and 12. Second leg, 3, 7, 11, and 12. Numbers 2, 3, and 4 in the third leg, and home with numbers 2, 3, 4, 6, and 7. And I don't think we'll get a great prize, but we'll get a profit if we box up in Exactas and Quinellas, race four, numbers 1, 4, and 9.
Good luck today, Warren.
Thanks, Michael.
Warren Huntley and Brendan Delaney with the preview of Kyneton.